弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
如果有人问你一个问题，这个问题是什么造成一个好的教会？
If somebody asks a question, what makes a good church?
你的答案是什么？
What is your answer?
我有机会上网看一些资料。
I had a chance to search on the web, find some materials.
听一些人的讲道。
I have heard some preachers.
或者看一些杂志
or read some magazine,
发现这个答案是包罗万象
so I realized the answer does cover all things.
他们之间的差异非常的广
there's very broad in the content.
这个答案有从一个教会要对人友善
it started by saying the church should be good to people.
到有好的财政计划
To the point of have a good financial plan.
到有干净的洗手间
Or including a clean washroom.
到有令人很舒服的桌子椅子
Have comfortable tables and chairs.
到经常有活动节目
Include often the activities.
到有充满活力的音乐
It also includes full of energetic music.
到有令来宾觉得受欢迎 的空气
or giving them atmosphere that makes people feel they are welcome
到有足够的停车位置
or there are plenty parking spaces
到有非常兴奋的儿童主日学
or they have exciting children's Sunday school
到成人主日学有许多的选择
including many choices for adult Sunday school
到这个节目单要是彩色的很精致跟美观
It also includes the program need to be printed beautifully with colorful content
到参加的人背景教育收入都一样
including that the members of the attendance have the same background same education and same income
还有人写书
that somebody wrote books
也卖书
They also sell books.
专门鼓吹他认为这其中哪几点是最有帮助的。
They will promote what they think which of those things that would be helpful.
你认为怎么样？
What do you think?
什么是造成一个好的教会？
What makes a good church?
你需要回答这个问题。
You need to answer this question.
如果你今天是来宾访客
If today you are a visitor,
你想要找一个教会
you want to find a church.
你能够固定的来
so you can go attend regularly.
你甚至想要委身给这个教会
you even want to commit yourself to the church.
所以你需要回答这个问题
so you need to answer this question.
如果你已经是教会的会员
if you are a member of the church.
你也需要回答这个问题
you also need to answer this question.
因为有可能你工作变迁了
maybe your job will change.
你要搬家
You're going to move.
你需要重新找个教会
You need to find a new church.
你需要知道什么是造成那个好的教会
So you need to know what makes a good church.
或者你留在教会里面
Or you stay in the church.
你说我要建造这个教会
Yeah, I want to build this church.
那么这个教会应该像什么样子呢
So what this church should be like?
哪些是最重要的
What are the most important things?
哪些是不能妥协的
What you cannot compromise?
所以你需要回答这个问题。
So you need to answer that question.
过去五年里面
In the past five years,
我偶尔也告诉弟兄姐妹
Occasionally I've told brothers and sisters,
我希望我们的教会能成为一个健康的教会。
I want our church to be a healthy church.
因为我知道如果一个教会是健康的话
I know if a church is healthy,
它自然会增长。
It will automatically grow.
就像我们的小孩子一样
Just like our children.
只要他们身体健康
As long as they're healthy,
他们就会长大
they will grow up.
有的长得快
Some grow faster,
有的长得慢
Some slower.
只要他们身体健康
As long as they're healthy,
他们不会有畸形的发展
So they will not have abnormal growth.
但是我虽然过去有提过
Even though I've mentioned in the past,
我却没有花更多的时间有系统的教导大家
But I did not have a chance to teach usSystematically.
那么过去七个月八个月里面
In the past seven, eight months,
我有读完一本书
I finished reading a book.
是有关于健康教会的书
It's a book regarding the healthy church.
在过去半年里面，我也跟马牧师有机会去参加过两次有关于这本书的讲座。
The past 6 months, I participated with Reverend Ma some workshop regarding this book.
在我们学习当中
，through our learning,
我们发现这本书的确是以神为主。
We realize this book truly is built on God.
它是按照圣经的角度来看。
It's looking from the Bible's perspective.
并且这个原则的确已经用在许多教会的身上，发现他们的果效。
And the principles have been already used in many churches, and it's been very effective.
这本书的作者是叫做 Mark Dever 博士。
The author of the book is Dr. Martin Dever.
Dever. 他的书名在你们节目单上有。
The book is, the name is printed on the program.
一个健康教会的九个记号。
There are 9 marks of a healthy church.
他也有一个网站。
He also have a website.
你可以上这个网。
You can go onto the web.
他一些这本书的浓缩本哈，简单本。
So he has some condensed form of this book.
你可以把它 download 到你的电脑里面是不用钱的。
You can download free on your computer.
它有英文本。
He has the English version.
也有中文的简体本。
There is also the Chinese simplified form.
这九个记号不是健康教会唯一有的记号。
These are not the only 9 marks of healthy church.
它甚至还可能不是最重要的记号。
Maybe even not the most important one.
因为这本书里面没有提，他说他没有提到祷告。
In this book, he says he did not mention prayer.
他没有提到说要受浸。
He didn't mention about a baptism.
也没有提到说守圣餐。
He didn't mention about the Lord's Supper.
这些都是非常要紧的。
Those are very important.
但这九个记号却常常是许多教会忽略。
But these 9 marks are often ignored by churches.
或者根本不存在。
Or they don't even exist.
所以这些教会就常常停顿在原处，不能往前走。
That's why some of the churches stay where they were and never grow.
我打算在以后几个礼拜当中。
I plan in the coming weeks.
我和华特森牧师。
So I and Pastor Watson.
我们会用这本书做基础。
We will use this book as a foundation.
来教导大家认识这九个记号。
To teach you to know this 9 marks.
只要我们大家能够同心的朝这个目标去努力
，As long as we can move toward this purpose together，
我们教会就能够继续有好的发展。
Then our church will continue to have a good development，
一种健康性的增长。
So it's a healthy growth。
这个九个记号当中的第一个记号
，The first of 9 marks。
就是释经式的讲道。
It's expository teaching.
我们先看第一大点。
That was the first point.
什么是释经式的讲道
？What is expository preaching?
这个是常常跟主题式的讲道成对比。
This is often in contrast with topical preaching.
主题式的讲道就像我今天要讲的。
Today I'm going to use topical preaching.
我的主题是释经式的讲道。
So my topic is expository preaching.
但这个主题也可以包括很多其他的事情。
But this topic can also include other things.
主题可以包括说祷告。
So the topic can include prayer.
奉献。
Offering.
圣洁。
Be holy.
侍奉。
To work a ministry serving.
婚姻。
Marriage.
或者是教养儿女。
Or parenting.
当讲员要讲这个主题式的祷告的时候
，When the speaker wants to speak topical preaching,
他自己已经先决定那个主题。
First, he decides on the topic.
然后他在圣经里面找到所有有关的经文。
And then he finds all the verses in the Bible regarding to the topic.
然后他也找到一些可以有帮助的故事。
You'll find some story that can be helpful.
或者是例子。
Or examples.
或者是引言哈 ,quotation.
Or some quotations that can be helpful.
然后他把这些材料合并在一起。
So he combined all the material.
好像在织布一样。
As if he was weaving.
织成一篇讲章。
So so he can weave into a speech.
比如说我要讲祷告。
So, for example, if I'm going to talk about prayer,
我就用我的圣经或者是 concordance, 把所有有关祷告的经文把它找出来。
So I'll find all the verses from the Bible using my concordance.
我发现太多了。
I realize there's too many.
我需要缩减我的主题。
So I need to condense my topic.
我说好的，我就选择一个主题。
Then I'll choose one topic.
这个主题是什么样的祷告不蒙神垂听
？Then I said, what kind of prayer will not, be listened by God?
然后我把这个圣经节组织起来。
And then I organize those verses.
我的讲章可能会这么说。
Maybe my speech will be like this.
以下这五种人他们的祷告神不会听。
The following five kind of people.God will not listen to their prayers.
第一种人
The first kind.
以赛亚书五十九章一节到二节
So Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2.
有罪的人祷告神不听
The sinner's prayer, God will not listen.
第二个
The second.
约伯记二十七章八到九节
Job 27 verses 8-9.
不敬虔的人祷告神不听
An unholy person's prayer will not be listened by God.
第三种人
The third.
箴言二十八章第九节
Proverbs 28 verse 9
不听神话语的人祷告神不听
Those who doesn't listen to God's words His prayer will not be listened by God
第四种人
The fourth
雅各书第四章二节到三节
James chapter 4 verse 2 and 3
不求的跟乱求的人他的祷告神不听
Those who do not seek or who seek in vain will not be listened by God
最后一种人
The last
彼得前书第三章第七节
First Peter 3:7
夫妻之间关系有冲突的人祷告神不听
Those couples who have a conflict their prayer will not be listened by God
这是主题式的讲道
So this is topical
但是如果我要准备一个释经式的讲道
But if I want to prepare expository preaching
我不是先有主题再去找经文
It's not a fun topic first then I look for the verses
我是先有一段经文
I first have a passage
然后让这个经文决定我的主题
Then let the passage determine my topic
次序正好颠倒
So this is the reverse of the order
并且我常常会发现
I often discover
在我研读这段经文的时候
As I studied this passage,
我所发现的真理
The truth I discovered
还经常跟我先入为主的观念不一样
Often it's different from my subjective thinking
令我很惊奇
It was very surprising
举个比方
For example
我们几个礼拜前提到耶稣在银库那一段的经文
Several weeks ago we talked about the passage when Jesus was studying at the offering bench.
Mark 福音第十二章四十一节到四十四节
Mark 12:41-44.
当我研读那经文的时候
It's when I was reading that passage.
我很惊奇地发现
I was surprised to find
这个穷寡妇的奉献
the offering made by this poor widow.
这个只有两个小钱穷寡妇的奉献
the only two little coins by the poor widow.
她养生自己都不够
It's not even enough.To support herself.
神没有禁止他的奉献。
God did not stop her from making the offering.
另外几个比方。
Another example.
我们看一段经文。
Let's look a passage.
约翰第十章。
John 10.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
约翰第十章二十六节。
John 10:26.
我们大概三个月、四月前有讲到的时候讲过这一篇。
I think three, 4 months ago we have preached on this.
二十六节说：“只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。”我很惊奇这句话。
I was surprised with this passage.
一个不肯相信耶稣的人。
The person who are not willing to believe in Jesus.
虽然跟其他基督徒。这一些不好行为有关系。
虽然 even though he's related to the other Christians, not good behavior.
他们不好的见证。
They have poor testimony,
或者一些不好的事情,
or just some bad things,
或者一些其他的理由,
or some other reasons,
都有关系,
they're all related,
但最基本的关系,
but the basic relationship,
或者是原因,
or the reason,
乃是他不属于耶稣,
because he does not belong to Jesus,
他不是神的羊,
he is not God's sheep.
所以当我用一本书来讲道的时候
so when I use a book to preach,
比如说我讲约翰福音
for example, I would preach John,
并不是因为我认为说这本书里面有很多的主题
not because I think there are many topics in this book,
这是我们目前教会所需要
this is what we, our church needs,
我乃是深深的相信
I'm thinking that I believe,
整本的圣经
the whole Bible,
在任何时候
in any time,
对你我的生命都是有帮助的。
It's helpful to you and me in our life.
特别如果一个讲员
For example, especially if it's a speaker,
他把一本书
He put a book,
好像约翰福音
like Book of John,
从头讲到完
teach from beginning till the end.
那么这二十一章里面
in chapter 21,
常常能够回答我们在生活上所碰到的问题。
This can often answer the questions that we run into in our lives.
这样我们的生命的转进是平衡的。
Then we'll have a balanced growth in our life.
是全备完全的。
It's complete.
我们不会有偏食的情形。
So we do not have some kind of a malnourishment.
Okay. 我们看第二个小点，它的定义是什么？
What is the definition? That's the second point.
我们好给它下个定义。
Let's give a definition.
四经式的讲道
Expository preaching.
不是你读了一段经文以后
It's not when you read a passage.
你给每一节经文来个你自己的注释
Give a kind of explanation of a passage.
美国人给这种的讲法叫做 running commentary.
So according to American, that's called a running commentary.
四经式的讲道是一天讲道
Expository preaching is a preaching.
他把某段经文的要点
He will focus on the key points of a passage.
成为他讲到的要点
Become the key points of his preaching.
他先研究说这段经文的要点是什么
First, he studied what is the key points of this passage.
然后没有自作主张
He didn't use his own opinion.
他就把这个要点成为他讲到的要点。
So this key points become the key points of the preaching.
所以一个讲员
That's why when the preacher
他把这段经文打开
When he opens the passage
他解释给你们听什么意思
He will explain to you what does it mean.
他告诉这里面的重点是什么
He will tell you what are the things to be emphasized.
然后鼓励大家我们一起来实行一起来遵守
And encourage usTo practice and obey.
我今天讲到不是这样。
But today I'm not preaching this way.
我今天已经有主题。
Today I already had a topic.
我今天跟他，我平常的讲道是解经式的讲道。
Normally I preach, I use expository preaching.
我这几十年来，我注意到一件事情。
In the past decades, I noticed one thing.
不少的讲员会接受说圣经是神的话。
Many preachers will accept the Bible is God's word.
圣经有最后的权柄。
The Bible has the ultimate authority.
但他却不经常的用四经式的讲道去讲解。
But he often will not explain the Bible using expository preaching.
我相信任何一个讲员。
I believe no matter which preacher.
包括我自己。
Including myself.
我们没有办法超过我目前所了解的。
We cannot exceed what we can understand at this moment.
我们需要继续的被圣经来塑造我们。
We need to be continually molded by the Bible.
改变我们的思想。
Change our thoughts.
把我们错误的思想取消掉。
Eliminate the wrong thoughts.
给我们一些新的我们从来没有想过的思想。
To give us new thoughts we never thought of.
他不能用圣经只是来做他要讲的道理的支持品而已。
He cannot use the Bible to support whatever he wants to say.
如果一个讲员他不肯这样做
If a preacher is unwilling to do so,
那么他的信息常常只会停在他自己有兴趣的那一些主题而已。
So his message can only remain the things that he is interested in.
结果呢?
What's the result?
他和他的会众。
So he and his congregation.
他们只是听到一些他们已经认为是这样的道理。
They can only hear some they already knew the kind of truth.
他们没有看到自己思想中的一些错误。
They couldn't see what's the wrong in their thinking.
他们没有新的认识。
They have no new revelation.
他们的思想没有被继续的被圣经向他们挑战。
Their thoughts are not continually challenged by the Bible.
所以最后结果。
So the final result.
会众们属灵的程度。
So the spiritual degree of the congregation.
最多只是和他们的牧师一样。
The most it can be is just like their preacher, their pastor.
而我们每一个人的需要。
But our individual needs.
我们每个基督徒真正的需要。
But the true needs of each Christian.
还是要听神的话语。
We need to listen to God's word.
在我们心灵的深处。
In deep in our heart.
我们有那渴慕说神啊，我要知道你讲什么。
We have such a thirst. We want to know God. What do you want to talk to tell me about?
我们看第二大点。
That's the second point.
如果是这样的话，神的话语究竟有什么作用？
If this is the way it is, what's the function of God's word?
释经式的讲道是以神的话语为中心。
So expository preaching focuses on God's word.
他让神的话语决定他的中心。
He will let God's word to determine his topic.
也决定他讲到的要点。
To determine the key points of his preaching.
他接受神的话语对你和我有很大的功用。
He accepts that God's word has a great use for you and me.
这个很大的功用有两方面。
There are two things about this great use.
第一方面。
The first.
神的话语带来生命。
The God's word brings life.
第二方面。
The second.
神的话语增长生命。
God's word grows life.
我们看第一点。
That's the first point.
神的话语带来生命。
God's word brings life.
我们不是神。
We are not God.
神选择用他的话语来带来生命。
God uses his words to bring life.
神的话语是神选择来带来生命的一个工具。
So God's word is what God used to, as a tool to bring life.
我们看看旧约里面的一些模型，一些 pattern 啊。
Let's see some patterns of worship.
旧约里面哈，在创世纪一开始。
In the Old Testament from beginning Genesis.
神用他的话语创造了世界。
God used his word to create the universe.
神用他的话语创造的人。
God used his word to create the people.
神说有就有。
God said there is, there is.
生命从神的话语开始。
Life began with God's word.
到了创世纪第三章。
When it gets to chapter 3 of Genesis.
大的悲剧啊。
A great tragedy.
人堕落了。
Man fall.
人要独立 要跟神对敌啊。
They were independent to become enemies of God.
他们要被赶出伊甸园。
So they were going to be chased out of Garden of Eden.
但是就在那个时候。
At that time.
神仍然给他们一个恩典。
God continues to have mercy on them.
创世纪三章十六节说
Genesis 3:16
说女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。
This says that the offspring of the woman is going to hurt the heel.
换句话说将来这位弥赛亚耶稣啊。
In other words, in the future, the Messiah Jesus
会战胜撒旦。
Will triumphant over Satan.
再次带给人那种新的生命。
Once again, bring people the new life.
到了创世纪十二章。
We get to chapter 12 of Genesis.
我们看一下第一节到第四节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 4.
十二章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 12, verses 1 to 4.
耶和华对亚伯兰说你要离开本地本族父家往我所要指示你的地去我必叫你成为大国我必赐福给你叫你的名为大你也要叫别人得福为你祝福的我必赐福于他那咒诅你的我必咒诅他地上的万族都要因你得福 亚伯拉罕就照耶和华的吩咐去了。这几节圣经我们看到
in this passage we can see
是神自己的话语，
it's God's own word，
不是别的东西，
it's nothing else，
不是别的吸引物，
it's nothing that's attractive，
让亚伯拉罕离开乌尔到迦南，
that led Abraham to leave Ur to Canaan，
因为他这样做，
because he did so，
那神的百姓就是以色列人，
Therefore, God's people, the Israelites,
就被神创造了。
Was created by God.
神的子民被创造。
But God's people were created.
是因为他们听了神的话语而顺从神的话语的后果。
Because the list is the result of their listening to God's word and obeyed.
有人去查了一下。
Someone checked it out.
在旧约里面。
In the Old Testament.
这个耶和华说 says the Lord.
Says the Lord.
或者说神的话临到 The word of the Lord came、总共出现的超过3800次
So it appeared more than 3800 times
换句话说是神的话语
In other words God's word
创造了他的百姓
Created his people
也引导他的百姓
Also lead his people
神的百姓是谁
Who's God's people?
就是这些听到神的话语
those who listen to God's word,
而凭着信心回应的人
and responded by faith.
所以圣经里面几次的用亚伯拉罕做这个例子
So many times the Bible used Abraham to be the example.
亚伯拉罕因着信他就被算为他的义
So Abraham was justified because of his faith.
亚伯拉罕听了神的话语
So Abraham listened to God's word.
他听了神的应许啊。
Listened to God's promises.
虽然他那时候还没有看见。
Even though he hasn't seen it.
他接受。
He accepted.
他相信。
He believed.
他就被称为义。
Therefore he was justified.
我们当中很多学工程的、学理工的。
There are many in our midst that study engineering and technology.
我们知道宇宙中最快的速度是光速，对吧？
We know the fastest speed in the universe is the speed of light.
对。但是对一个基督徒来讲，
But for a Christian,
在他们认识神的事情上来讲，
In what they know about God,
他的音速哈，耳朵听到的速度要比他的光速来得快。
So the his speed of sound is faster than the speed of light.
因为他是先听到神的话语
Because he first heard God's word
他相信了
He believed
然后他才看见
Now then he can see
他的音速比光速还来得快
That's why his speed of sound is faster than the speed of light
那么神用他的话语他带来生命的模型在新约也是屡次的出现
Many times in the New Testament also appear that God uses words that bring life
我们看一个例子就好
Let's look at one example
马可福音第七章
Mark chapter 7
31节到35节
31 to 35
马可福音第七章
Mark 7
31到35节
31 to 35
耶稣又离了推罗的境界，经过西顿，就从迪加波利境内来到加利利海。有人带着一个耳聋舌结的人来见耶稣，求他按手在他身上。耶稣领他离开众人，到一边去，就用指头探他的耳朵，吐唾沫摸在他的舌头，万千叹息，对他说。以法大就是说开了吧他的耳朵就开了舌结也解了说话也清楚了你们看到
Did you see?
耶稣的话
Jesus word
神的话
God's word
就让生命再回到耳朵舌头里面
So let life return to ears and tongue
但是圣经里面我最喜欢的一个故事
one of the story I like the best in the Bible
形容让神的话语带来生命
describe God's words brought life
是记载在以西结书
it's in the book of Ezekiel
让我们看以西结书第37章
Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 37.
第一节到第六节。
Verse 1 to 6.
以西结书第三十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 37.
一到六节。
Verses 1 to 6.
我请大家跟我一起读这段经文。
Let's read this together.
Okay, 我们一起来。
Let's read.
耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借他的灵带我出去，将我换在平原中，这平原遍满鹤谷，他使我从鹤谷的四围经过，谁知在平原的鹤谷甚多，而且极其枯干。他对我说，人子啊，这些鹤谷能复活吗？我说，主耶和华，你是知道的。他又对我说，你向这些鹤谷说预言吧，说枯干的鹤谷啊，要听耶和华的话。主耶和华对这些鹤谷如此说，我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是耶和华。一大堆死人在这里。
A whole bunch of bones.
还不是死了一天两天。
They not just died for a day or two.
死了很久。
They died long time.
他不但骨头枯干了。
Not only they all dry.
是干到不能再干的一个地步啊。
They're dry to the driest point.
但是神要以西结对他们讲道。
But God wants Ezekiel to preach to them.
给他们讲悔改的道。
Teach them the gospel,
给他们讲相信的道
about the faith,
给他们讲重生的道
about the resurrection.
这个故事给我很大的鼓励、啊、
So this story gave me great encouragement.
因为我相信我们当中没有一个人是像这个枯干的鹤骨那样的。
I believe none of us is like those dry bones.
以西结怎么做？
What is Ezekiel did?
第七节到第十节。
Verses 7 to 10.
于是我遵命说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，谷与谷互相联络。我观看见鹤谷上有筋，也长了肉，又有皮遮蔽其上，只是还没有气息。主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言说，主耶和华如此说，气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入鹤谷，鹤谷便活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。但是故事还没有完啊。
But the story didn't end here.
神自己在向以西结解释究竟什么事情啊。
So God explained to Ezekiel the true story.
十一节到十四节。
Verse 11 to 14.
主对我说，人子啊，这些鹤骨就是以色列全家，他们说，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了，我们灭绝尽尽了。所以你要发预言对他们说，主耶和华如此说，我的名啊，我必开明你们坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，领你们进入以色列地。我的名啊，我开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，你们就知道我是耶和华。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。我将你们安置在本地，你们就知道我耶和华如此说，也如此成就，这是耶和华说的。大家有没有看到这里面有些字眼呢？
Did you see if there are some words in here?
气息
Breath
活了
Life
灵
Spirit,
神的话语
God's word,
这都是紧紧接在一起的。
They were closely connected.
从神的话语开始。
From beginning from God's word.
过去伟大的宗教改革家马丁路德。
We know the greatest reformist Martin Luther.
他写了晚年的时候。
At his late years.
他有人问他说，你一生有这么大的成就。
Someone asked him, you have such a great achievement in your life.
请问你有什么感想?
So what's your thinking?
马丁路德回答说,
So Martin Luther answered,
我只是教导。
I just teach.
我只是讲道。
I just preach.
或者是写神的话语。
I just write God's word.
或者我没做什么。
Otherwise, I didn't do anything.
神的话语全做了。
God's word did it all.
神的话语的确带了生命。
God's word did indeed bring life.
我们看第二小点。
That's the second point.
神的话语增长生命。
God's word grows life.
你还记得当耶稣在旷野被撒旦试探的时候
Do you remember when Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness?
耶稣引用生命记的话
Jesus quoted the words from Deuteronomy
回答撒旦
Answered Satan
这句话是在马太福音四章四节
This is Matthew 4:4
马太福音四章四节
Matthew chapter 4 verse 4
耶稣却回答说经上记着说人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切话耶稣这么讲
Jesus said that,
先知也这么讲
Prophet said that,
我们看耶利米书十五章十六节
Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 15
十六节
verse 16
十五章十六节
Jeremiah 15:16
耶和华万军之神啊我责的你的言语就当食物吃了你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐因我是称为你名下的人神的话语让我们生命增长。
The God's words grows our life.
诗人有一句话我们很熟悉的。
There was a very familiar word by the psalmist.
诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
105节106节。
Verses 105 and 106.
105节106节。
Verses 105 and 106.
你的话是我脚前的灯是我路上的光你公义的典章我曾起誓遵守我必按事而行神的话语让我们不会走错
The God's words will not lead us astray
让我们生命能够继续的增长
So our life will continue to grow
耶稣他在新约里面也这样的教导我们
Jesus also taught us In the New Testament,
当他快离开世界的时候
he was about to leave,
他为门徒们做了一个很特别的祷告
he did a special prayer for the disciples.
圣经学者给他的祷告起一个名字
so the theologians gave him a name of his prayer
叫做他的大祭司式的祷告
his high priestly prayer
我们看耶稣怎么样为门徒做这个祷告
Let's see how did Jesus make such a prayer for them
我们看约翰福音十七章十七节
John 17:17
很容易记十七章十七节
It's easy to remember 17:17
说求你用真理使他们成圣你的道就是真理成圣就是成为圣洁
To sanctify them means to make them holy.
道呢就是神的话语。
The truth is God's word.
也是真理。
It's also truth.
一个增长的生命是应该是个圣洁的生命。
So a life, a growing life should be a holy life.
神的话语让你能够保持这个圣洁的生命。
So God's word can make you keep your life holy.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们不但需要神的话语让我们得救
Not only we need God's word to save us
让我们得救以后
And after we're saved
我们仍然继续需要神的话语
We continue to need God's word
让我们的生命能够增长
So our life may grow
让我们的生命有方向
So our life may have direction
神的话语让我们越来越像耶稣基督
So God's word will make us more like Jesus
马丁路德在 改教以后
After Martin Luther reformed the church
罗马的天主教教会跟他对抗
So the Roman Catholics was against him
他们就发布了一个左右铭
So So they announced a motto.
这个左右铭的英文说是 always the same, 就是永远是一样的。
So the English says always the same.
他们意思是说，哎呀，我们都是不会变的。
We'll never change.
新的教会会改变。
The new church will change.
我们不会变。
We won't change.
请回来吧。
Please come back.
所以改教的教会也发布一个格言。
So the Reformed Church also had a motto.
在你们节目单上这么说。
It's also printed in your program.
中文可以说教会被改革了。
The church reformed.
根据神的话语，随时始终的正被改革。
Always being reformed according to the word of God.
一个健康的教会。
A healthy church.
不是偶尔听到神的话语。
It's not occasionally heard God's word.
而是固定的。
It's regularly.
继续的每个礼拜天听到神的话语。
Continually every Sunday listens to God's word.
既然教会是由每一个弟兄姐妹所组成。
Since the church is composed of brothers and sisters.
每一个人听到神的话语。
Everyone heard this word.
他们遵守神的话语。
They obeyed God's word.
他们就继续的被神的话语塑造。
They'll continue to be molded by God's word.
被神的话语改革了。
Will be reformed by God's word.
他们的生命就继续的增长。
So their life will continue to grow.
我们看第三大点。
This is the third big point, major point.
那么讲员跟听众的责任是什么？
So what's the responsibility for the preacher and the hearer?
我们先看讲员。
Let's look at the preacher.
美国有一个传道人。
There's a preacher in the United States.
他的名字在你们节目单上面叫Art Guinness。
So that's his name, Guinness.
他写了一本书，名称很有趣。
He has a very interesting book. The title is very interesting.
说与撒旦吃晚餐。Dining
with the devil.
或是与魔鬼吃晚餐。 我不晓得你会不会想跟魔鬼吃晚餐。
I don't know if you want to eat, have dinner with the devil.
Okay, 吃完以后会怎么反应？
What's going to happen to you afterwards?
看你那些你喜欢吃的东西吃啊。
Will he give you, you like to eat?
吃完以后有没有甜点啊？
It's a dessert afterwards.
在这本书里面，
In this book,
他引用了一篇文章。
He used a composition.
一个 article, 哈。 这个文章是登在美国一个杂志。
It was published on the magazine.
这个杂志是不信神的。
This is a non-believer's magazine.
这个杂志蛮出名的。
It's very famous.
叫做纽约客。
It's the New Yorker.
Okay. 那么他引用这个杂志。
He quoted this New Yorker.
这个杂志为一件事情哀叹。
For a thing they were
Tongue.
Yeah, they were lamented for something.
他看到说今天许多教会里面的讲道。
He looked at the many, many of the preachings in the churches.
是叫做audience主义的，在这听众导向的性质来讲道。
So it's kind of audience directed the way to preach.
听众喜欢听什么，讲员讲什么。
But the audience like to hear, the preacher will speak.
那么这个Guinness是这么说啊。
So Guinness said this.
他说这个讲员,
this preacher,
没有观察世界的情形,
did not observe the situation of the world.
他只是观察公众的意见,
he only observed public opinion.
他想找出众人喜欢听什么,
he wants to find what people like to hear.
然后他就尽他所能,
and then he'd do his best
去duplicate, 去重复, 去复制,
to duplicate this opinion.
然后把他重复完的产品
After he has duplicated
带到市场里面
He brings to the market
其他的讲员也是试着同样的做
So all the other preachers will use the same way
而这些群众们
So for the congregation
当他们到教会里面
When they go to the church
他们想到这个世界上究竟发生什么事情
They want to just what happened in the world
却发现教会里没有什么
But they didn't realize anything in the church
除了他们自己的影像 reflection 而已
So it's only their own reflection
这的确是个令人悲叹的事
So this is a tragic matter
神的讲员
God's preachers
要知道
needs to know.
他被招来一个教会。
When he was called for a church.
他在教会里面不是要讲人们喜欢听的东西。
It's not to preach what people want to hear.
这没有用的。
That's useless.
他们已经知道他们喜欢什么。
They already know what they like.
你不需要重复啊。
You do not need to duplicate.
并且如果你这样做的话。
Even if you do so.
你的信息能够带来生命吗？
Will your message bring life?
你的信息能够增长生命吗？
Will your message make life grow?
这就是为什么保罗提醒他的年轻的同工提摩太。
That's why Paul reminded his young co-workers,
Timothy. 提摩太后书第四章第二节。
2 Timothy 4:2.
提摩太后书第四章第二节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2.
务要传道，就是讲神的话语，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且焉而不听真道，偏向翻谬的言语，你却要凡事谨慎，免受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。这是个伟大的命令。
This is a great command.
这也是应该每一个神的讲员要尽他一切的力量去做到的。
This is what every speaker for God needs to do his best to do this.
我们再看听者。
As he says here,
过去有人会批评这种释经式的讲道。
Some people in the past criticized the expository preaching.
所以已经21st century了。
They say it's 21st century.
怎么样还用这个老方法？
How they still the old method?
来传达神的话语呢？
To preach God's word.
怎么你会让一个人？
Why would you like the person?
他好像蛮有权威性的。
As if he has authority.
就站在众人的面前了。
Stood before people.
演一个独角戏，演了20分钟、30分钟。
So just played by himself.
这个 monologue.
A monologue. So have a, for 20-30 minutes.
21st century所需要传达神话语的方法。
So the way to preach God's word in the 21st century.
是需要用更令人兴奋的音乐。
They need to use exciting music.
很感人的故事。
Touching story.
有趣的录影带。
Interesting tape.
让人们更能够参与啊。
So people can more participate more.
不能 monologue, 要 dialogue.
So you need to have a dialogue, not just a monologue.
但是弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这个古老的方法。
This old method.
有它对的跟好的地方。
Has its own good advantages.
并且对今天的文化更是合适。
It's even more suitable than today's culture.
为什么这么说啊？
Why do I say so?
今天的文化有两个很特殊的地方。
There are two unique things about today's culture.
第一个。
The first.
每个人只管自己的事。
Everybody mind their own business.
什么？人人至少门前雪啊，得管他家啊，
对
呀。喜欢单独活动。
They like to do things.
喜欢很自由性的自来自玩。
They like to come and go freely.
第二个特性。
The second characteristic.
看具权柄。
They.
权威哈。
They look at authority.
他们看具真理。
But they kind of against the truth.
他们认为没有绝对的真理。
They don't think there's absolute truth.
没有什么事情是绝对正确的。
There's nothing is absolutely true.
以致人常常在一些很简单的事情都把它弄糊涂了。
So even the simple things people can make it worse.
在这种文化背景之下。
And such a cultural background.
我们基督徒每个礼拜要聚集在一起。
So when we every week go to worship.
听一个站在神位置的人。
To listen to somebody standing the position.
讲神的话语教导我们。
Teach us with God's word.
而我们呢
？And us.
除了倾听跟遵行以外。
Other than listen and obey.
不能增添什么。
We cannot add anymore.
也不能贡献什么。
We cannot contribute anymore.
这个的确是这个文化里面特别需要的。
So this is what we truly need today.
我们需要这个古老的方法。
We need this old method.
因为我们需要听神的话。
Because we need to listen to God's word.
我们不是说我们的观念要在教会里面给人家印证。
We're not come to just confirm our own opinions in the church.
而是我们需要听到神的话语。
Because we need to hear God's word.
我们需要认识真理。
We need to know truth.
我们需要在哪一条路看起来是道路，却是死亡之路。
We need to know which one looks great, but its road leads to death.
哪一条路看起来是小路，却是生命之路。
Which one may be narrow, but does the road lead to life?
四经师讲道是达到这个目的最直接、更最有效的方法。
So expository preaching is the most effective way, most direct way to get to this result.
这是每个礼拜天整个教会得到属灵供养最好的机会。
This is the best opportunity for every Sunday people can be taught spiritually.
这是神要讲员用的方法。
This is the method God wants preachers to use.
结论。
So, conclusion.
我看到今天是个很奇怪 的时间。
As this is an interesting, a strange time.
不少人说圣经是神的话语。
Many people say God is Bible's God's word.
圣经有最后的权威。
They believe it has ultimate authority.
它是我们生活的准则。
It is the guidance for life.
但他们却没有打算要去遵守它。
But they're not planning on obeying it.
难怪。
That's why.
统计数字告诉我们。
The statistics will tell us.
有超过三分之一自称是基督徒的人
There are more than one-third of self-claiming Christians.
他仍然在寻找人生的意义
They are still searching for meanings of life.
这个百分比
This percentage
跟没有信神的人
compared with unbelievers.
他们也在寻找人生的意义
They are also searching for meanings of life.
百分比差不多
It's about the same percentage.
想想看
That's the thing.
你说你有神的话语
You say that you have God's word
但是你不关心它
But you don't care for it
你没有去读它
You didn't read it
你没有靠着他的话语祷告
You did not pray according to God's
word 你没有将你的生命摆在神的话语之下
You did not present your life under God's word
那神的话语对你有什么好处呢
So what use is God's word for you?
讲道应该是有内容
So to preach there should be a content
而这个内容应该是
And the content should be.
当人听到的时候
when people hear it,
说我听到神的话语
is I heard God's word.
我知道这些话语的确是从神而来
I know this word truly came from God.
今天我一开始问大家一个问题
So at the very beginning, I ask you a question.
什么造成一个好的教会
What makes a good church?
有一件事情
There's one thing.
比停车场重要
It's better than parking space.
比崇拜节目重要。
It's better than, more important than the program.
比育婴室重要。
It's more important than nursery.
比音乐重要。
It's more important than music.
比其他任何事情重要。
It's more important than any other things.
也比讲员重要。
It's also important, but more important than the preacher.
这件事是什么？
What is this?
就是在崇拜的时候。
It's during worship.
要讲神的话语
You need to speak God's word.
要听神的话语
You listen to God's word.
马太福音四章四节说得好
So it says well in Matthew 4:4.
人活着不是单靠食物
Man does not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所说的一切话
But by all the words proceed from God's mouth.
他们祷告
Let us pray.
天父谢谢你
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
请你与我们同在。
Please be with us.
你的话语是灵，是生命。
Your word is spirit, is life.
求你带给我们生命。
Please bring us life.
求你让我们的生命增长。
May you let us grow by your word.
让我们每一个人每天越来越像你。
So that each one of us can be more like you daily.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray, give thanks in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
等一下，先读到提摩太前书五章二十三节，等一下。